Ernest, what's up? Look, I want to put you onto something that's been making waves in the personal finance world. If you've been relying on Mint to manage your finances, I got some news that might startle you at first. Mint is no more. But hold on, because every cloud has its silver lining, and in this case, that lining is Monarch Money. For those of us searching for a robust, user-friendly alternative, Monarch Money is stepping up to the plate. And from personal experience, it's hitting a home run. Let's get personal for a moment. Managing finances can be a maze of confusion, stress, and time consumption. Believe me, I've been there, jumping from one finance app to another, hoping to find that one platform that simplifies everything. Then came Monarch Money. Its ease of use, powerful features, and sleek design transformed my approach to managing finances. What truly sets Monarch apart for me, though, is its collaboration feature. With money being a top Discord trigger for many couples, the ability to seamlessly manage finances with my wife has been a game changer. No extra costs, just shared goals and clarity. But Monarch isn't just about managing your current finances, it's about building your future. Saving for that dream house, your wedding, or a once-in-a-lifetime vacation becomes not just a possibility, but a reality with Monarch's intuitive tools. It's no wonder the Wall Street Journal held it as the best app for savings growth. Monarch Money represents the next evolution in personal finance apps. It's an ad-free haven where your experience is the priority, constantly refined based on real user feedback. It's everything we've been asking for: intuitive, powerful, and relentlessly focused on user satisfaction. Now, for a bit more practicality, Monarch makes transitioning from Mint a breeze, ensuring you can bring all your tags and categories with you. Its intuitive design, customization options, and commitment to privacy and an ad-free experience make it stand out in the sea of competitors. Look, after trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/leisure. That's MONARCHMONEY.com/leisure for your extended 30-day free trial. Ernest, what's up? Y'all know I'm big on doing your research, sharing your research, and giving credit to where you found the research. But I always get asked the same question. Where do I start with the research? And the answer is easy. It's our sponsor, Yahoo Finance. Whether I'm tracking the daily movement of my favorite companies, doing technical analysis with their easy-to-use charting platform, or checking balance sheets, Yahoo Finance makes something very complex simplified. For more than 25 years, Yahoo Finance has been the brand behind every great investor. Whether you're a seasoned investor or you're looking for extra guidance, Yahoo Finance gives you all the tools and data you need in one place. They're the number one finance destination, producing a holistic look at the financial news cycle, including breaking news, original editorial perspectives, analyst ratings, independent research, customizable charts, and so much more. You could actually securely link your brokerage accounts for a unified view of your wealth, including your 401k and other investments. A comprehensive perspective is what sets apart great investors. And it's how Yahoo Finance ensures you have the insight to look at your wealth in its entirety. With a community of over 90 million users each month, the real strength is helping you on your way to financial success. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit the brand behind every great investor, yahoofinance.com. The number one financial destination. That's yahoofinance.com. You heard me, yahoofinance.com. Don't wait. Don't hesitate. I use it. You should go over there and start using it now.
Microsoft.
Yes.
So Microsoft had its earnings it helped the stock tremendously.
Yes, my baby.
If anybody's a Microsoft holder, I'm sure you saw a spike in your portfolio last week.
Yeah.
So what are some takeaways that we can get from Microsoft's latest developments?
Go ahead. You take it.
I text you.
Yeah.
I text you. It was that Usher Raymond song. I was like, there goes my baby.
Killed it.
They killed
that
it.
That's all right. You put on? Man.
We'll talk about it another time. let's just run down the line of things of why, right? So a lot of people will see the numbers, but they have no idea why. And most times people don't listen. Here goes the thing. We talk about growth, right? When you want to invest in a company, you want to see growth. So How did the growth look over this quarter? All right, so the net income rose by 9% up to $18.3 billion. That's a positive. The revenue increased by 7% to $52.86 billion. Another positive. The productivity and business process, so that segment of the business, which encompasses Office and LinkedIn, rose by 11%.
And LinkedIn is crushing it.
That's a bonus, right? But Teams, right? The Teams communication app had over 300 monthly active users in the quarter. That's up from over 280. 300 million people are using Teams. Not to mention that they said that they are going to continue to invest in cloud infrastructure, particularly in AI-related expenditures. That's a positive because, again, when we talked about Intel, IBM, we were talking about adaptivity. How will they adjust to the new technology? Are they innovating in real time?
Yep.
We've seen Microsoft do it. OpenAI is something they invested in. Obviously, we know the ChatGPT space only helps their quarter. So when we're talking about growth, when you're talking about net income, you're talking about revenue, you're talking about all the segments that have grown, that's why you see a quarter like that. That's why you see your earnings report like that. That's why you saw the stock go up like that. Now, the only thing that went down slightly from expectations was the cloud service.
Yeah.
And it went down from, I think, a 31% increase
to 27.
To 27.
Yeah.
A slight decline, which is okay. It's not catastrophic. But there were so many other positives, which is why when I text you, like, there she goes again. She's a beauty.
The one quarter, $52.9 billion in revenue. That's more than most companies are doing, like, in a lifetime. That's mm-hmm. one quarter. Operating income, $22.4 billion. Net income was $18.3. So when you're comparing, should I buy this stock versus another, let's just see who has the most cash on hand. Something we've been saying to other podcasters too recently, right? What is the net income? They have $18.3 billion in one quarter. Why would you? And look, Teams destroys Zoom and Slack at the same time. Puts a lot of LinkedIn's putting a lot of, they're the only professional social network that is still growing.
Yeah.
This company is almost too perfect. And of course, with the investment in AI, they are on pace to be the leader. And they haven't even fully integrated everything from ChatGPT-4 and then mm-hmm. 5 comes out into office. That's going to increase productivity. Like, I think Microsoft is trying to increase the productivity of the GDP of America.
Yeah.
You can't fight with that company. Two tech, two index, no stress. One of the tech in that configuration is Microsoft. Cloud revenue, even though it went down, was at $28.5 billion.
Mm-hmm.
Up 25% year over year.
Yeah, I think most people, especially like, they'll think of Microsoft and the first thing that they'll think is like Xbox.
Yeah.
Like, and that's like such a small piece of the business.
Small, yeah.
Like this is where the money is. Like, we got to really, like, when we dissect the company, yeah, on the service, that's what we know.
It's right? Only 3% of the revenue.
It's such a small piece of the business.
It's crazy.
Right? And it's relevant because it's like, yeah, that is something that gauges people's interest in it. Like, from a younger audience, it's like, yeah, I can introduce Microsoft to my kids because there's an Xbox. But that might be the entry. But, like, no, this is how they make their money. These are all the ways that they're making it. And when you see a report like that, when everything has risen in the important categories and important segments,
yep.
That's the company you want to invest in.
Absolutely. And ironically, Microsoft and Satya has outperformed Google. And while Google's in the advertising space, while they had Bard before ChatGPT became this behemoth, they've had some missteps and Microsoft has not. Like, he's done an amazing job. Like, next to Tim Cook, I think he's the second best CEO of this era, hands down.
Good call.
Put yes in chat if you make money off Apple or Microsoft. This is the one that keeps on going. And in about a year and a half, it should break that high of 349 and should get to that 375 area. Please continue to hold. If you're on the call, it is doing well. I won't tell your business, but job well done.
Appreciate you.
Yeah.
Appreciate you.
So Microsoft is for the long haul. Just keep buying it.
Absolutely. As long as Satya is there, like, I don't see, is there any business services company that can beat them? Adobe can't. Google currently
can't.
That's
a solid company. Slept on company, but solid company.
Slept on.
Yeah.
Meta can't. We'll talk about them later. They've done better with the cost-cutting measures, but there isn't a productivity suite that allows you to do more. And I know people think of Microsoft as boring, but they just continue to get better and better and better every year. And I think the stock is actually underpriced. It should be in a 450, 425 range.
Yeah.
For highest performer. The multi-billion dollar company is up 25% year to date.
Which is crazy.
It's a 0.25% return. 100 grand, 25 grand out in 3 months. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
My graduates from my school being Forbes, bag drop.
Bag drop.
A mic drop. Bag drop.
Bag drop.